As a heads up to our listeners, our next conversation talks about sexual abuse within the Catholic Church and other sensitive topics. Wisconsin will investigate sexual abuse within Catholic dioceses and other religious organizations, according to a document from the State Attorney General's office. Attorney General Josh Call is expected to make an announcement on the matter tomorrow. The investigation comes after decades of allegations, and the state will look at the overall scope and timeline of abuse. Laura Salty is a government agencies and state government reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Laura, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much for having me back.
Laura, the Attorney General announced it'll have a news conference tomorrow, it looks like, on this issue. What do we know about what they are working on?
Yeah, so we're expecting Josh Call to announce an investigation into abuse by clergy members in the five dioceses across the state. We know that some of these dioceses have already done internal investigations and released lists. The only one that hasn't so far is Superior. They're expected to release their list by the end of the year. So they'll be looking at the information those dioceses have already released, as well as other internal documents that might be there to be looked at.
And you had written about this before this announcement, about this upcoming announcement. What did you know going into this? How did you find out that the state was going to be doing this?
So I've been working with my colleague, Haley B. Miller, in Green Bay, and we've been looking at this issue for years. You know, survivors of these crimes who are now adults, who were abused as children, you know, have been pushing for something like this for years. In a lot of cases, they aren't able to pursue justice. These memories don't start coming back to them until later in their lives. And by that point, the statute of limitations has closed for even a civil lawsuit against, you know, the agency that, you know, hosted this abuser or the abuser themselves. So this is going to be a great relief to a lot of people who are, you know, kind of suffering with the consequences of abuse.
And as you mentioned, there were internal investigations by the church, and there have been individual prosecutions of priests, including one of the most notorious, Thomas Erickson, found guilty. But what does it mean now that the state, the Attorney General's office, is going to be doing this outside, wider, not just individual investigation?
Yeah, it opens up an opportunity for a lot more survivors to pursue justice. In the case of Thomas Erickson, the survivors were able to pursue criminal, you know, charges against him because he had left the state, you know, soon after the abuse occurred. So the statute of limitations was paused and never restarted because he never came back to live in the state again. You know, in the cases of many other survivors, they don't have that option. The statute of limitations has run out. In other states that have opened these AG investigations, you know, some of these survivors have received settlements. They've seen, you know, the organization held accountable for hiding details about abuse and moving clergy members around from church to church after abuse occurred.
What have you heard from the Catholic organizations, the dioceses, and others that you've talked to about how they would be cooperating with an attorney general investigation?
Yes, we haven't heard from the majority of dioceses. The Milwaukee Archdiocese said that they were interested in hearing what Josh Call had to say at the meeting that he held with them today at 2 p.m. In the Superior Diocese said something along the same lines. You know, in previous years, when I've talked with representatives of the Superior Diocese, they said that they would, you know, they would participate in an investigation and hand over information that was necessary to complete an investigation like this.
Talking to Laura Salty with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about an investigation expected to be announced tomorrow by Attorney General Josh Call, looking into the Catholic Church and organizations around the state, looking for wider patterns related to sexual abuse within the church. Laura, you mentioned other states, and Massachusetts was one of the ones that really broke the ice on these kinds of investigations. Can you talk about the kind of things they found there when it came to how the church was handling these accusations and what they were doing in response?
Yeah, in a lot of the investigations, you know, call to mind Spotlight, that the very popular movie that came out a few years ago. The Catholic Church was moving abusers around. So, you know, a clergy member would be accused of abuse in one parish, you know, one community, and they would move them to another community, you know, saying that they moved them away from the temptation, or, you know, they had stopped doing it. But what we were seeing is that they continued to, you know, perpetrate this type of abuse across every, you know, every assignment that they had in every community.
You've been following this issue for quite a while, I know. Have we seen changes in the way that the church handles accusations of abuse in the present day as compared to how they used to?
I think in today's age, you know, as a society, we're much more willing to talk about sexual abuse. So, you know, in that way, things have gotten a little bit easier for survivors. But still, you know, in the cases with survivors that I've spoken with directly, they've still found it pretty hard, you know, to go to the diocese. They haven't gotten the answers that they asked for. They didn't get the resources that they asked for. They kind of just got kicked around from, you know, internal person to internal person without ever receiving an answer.
Talking to survivors now about this investigation coming from the Attorney General, what are their hopes? What are they hoping comes out of all this?
The survivors I've spoken to are really just hoping to see some form of justice. They want to see the organization, the Catholic Church, held accountable. They just want to see, you know, these organizations, these dioceses admit that wrong was done. You know, one thing that you hear time and time again is that these survivors are seeking money, and that's not true. These survivors, you know, were deeply hurt. They've had their relationship with religion damaged. They just want to know that the, you know, the people who are moving these clergy members from parish to parish and the organizations that supported that are being held accountable.
And you write, you and your colleagues write in your piece that a lot of the survivors you've talked to have been calling for Wisconsin's Attorney General and past Attorney Generals, I think, to do this kind of investigation. Do we have an idea why it's taken until 2021 for this to get started?
You know, we haven't gotten that answer. We are hoping to get that answer soon. We're hoping to hear more from Call tomorrow when he announces the investigation in the morning. We just don't know why it's taken so long. We've been asking about it for years, but you know, at this point, it seems like this investigation will be moving forward.
And we're getting this announcement from the Attorney General tomorrow. What are you going to be watching for as you continue to follow this story?
I think we'll be watching for, you know, what this investigation is going to include, if there is going to be any sort of legal action, any sort of settlement with the dioceses. But I think also we'll be watching for the stories of these survivors. I mean, I think it's very important to highlight, you know, their strength and their resilience and, you know, the fact that they are finally going to see the justice that they've been asking for.
We'll leave it there, Laura. Thanks for joining us again today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Laura Schulte is a government agencies and state government reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joined us today to talk about an investigation into clergy sex abuse in Catholic organizations around the state. As we heard, Attorney General Josh Call expected to make a formal announcement of that investigation tomorrow.